You're listening to Sydney's Best Breakfast, Ben Fordham Live. And now, the UK Report.
Oh, this is a bit of a worry. Royal sources say it's not guaranteed the Queen will make an appearance at her Platinum Jubilee celebrations. Adam Gilchrist on the line from London. Good morning, Adam.
Morning, Ben. Yes, the Queen has made all her Jubilee appearances so far. And you sort of think, yeah, it would be great to have her up there on the balcony with the rest of the royal family. Although I say the rest of the royal family, does that include Prince Harry, for instance? Anyway, sideline that one. Will she be well enough to stand there and see a fly past? This is particularly on the Sunday. So we're 4 weeks away from the Jubilee four-day weekend that essentially we've got. And she's had to cancel other engagements. She's admitted to movement problems. She doesn't look like she's about to bound up the steps. Buckingham Palace is a very awkward place to be as well because it's going through the renovations. So I imagine even to get to the balcony, you probably have to shimmy up some sort of scaffolding around the back or something. And also, we've kind of got used to the Queen appearing at these things. But, of course, once upon a time, before Queen Victoria, they never did this sort of thing. In fact, if you had a thronging crowd outside a palace, they had pitchforks and flaming torches and an angry look on their faces. It would be a lovely thing to do. But do you know what they're going to do? They're going to do what they're doing with all the other Queen engagements at the moment. They're going to make a decision probably on the day. And I say they, it'll be her. It'll be the Queen.
Yeah. That makes sense. Fingers crossed. We've got to make sure her health is first. And I've got a feeling she'll be there because we know how tough she is, but she's got to make sure she looks after herself. Now, tell me, why are Harry Potter fans outraged at the moment?
Yeah, for the potheads, absolutely. This is where fact meets fiction. If you remember the scene in, I think it's the Chamber of Secrets, the burial place of Dobby the house elf on the beach. Mm. And it's a real place, albeit the elf isn't terribly real. But it's National Trust land. And what's happened is the mock-up grave where it says, "Here lies Dobby, a free elf," has become a kind of shrine, really, to the fictional character. There's a mound of stones and pebbles, some inscribed, some painted. The Chamber of Secrets tells us that if an elf is given clothes, they are freed from servitude. So people are turning up and strewing socks about the place to sort of free the elf as a kind of gesture. Now, on the one hand, there's an argument that says anything that gets kids' imaginations going and reading is fantastic, so keep it. On the other hand, it is a mound of old soggy socks.
Well,
the National Trust will decide.
I'm the father of a seven-year-old boy who's currently making his way through Harry Potter 4, reading the book, and the rule is he's not allowed to watch the movies until he's read the book. So I'll cop the wet socks as long as he keeps on reading. Adam, we'll catch you tomorrow.
Quite right.
Good on you.
Thanks,
Adam Gilchrist joining us from London. So let's just hope the Queen's going to be okay, the 96-year-old, for her Platinum Jubilee celebrations. They say they'll make a decision on the day whether she can appear on the balcony.